The people of Ethiopia began voting on Monday in national elections that are expected to return Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to power. Just 2 years ago, Abiy won the Nobel Peace Prize for his modernization of Ethiopia. But this election takes place in the shadow of an unfolding disaster in the northern province of Tigray. A guerrilla war between the National Army and the Tigrayan separatists has created conditions that the UN warns could lead to the worst famine in a decade. Professor John Abink is the Africa Specialist at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands. He's speaking with Andrew West.
Specifically about the humanitarian situation, it is, of course, serious, very serious. It's grave. I mean, there is a danger that people might face famine conditions. It's not yet the case that they face famine conditions. There are, though, hundreds of thousands of people in dire straits who need food support and food aid and medical aid and so forth. It's, of course, a result of this fighting has been going on between the federal government and the Tigray TPLF forces, which has disrupted the agricultural cycle, which has displaced many thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. So there is an impending problem of food security. But at the same time, you know, the current government, the federal government, in conjunction with humanitarian partners like World Food Programme and World Vision and so forth, have been doing their best to not let it come that far, that there will be a famine. They have been supplying massive aid, both food items as well as health facilities and medical aid. So they are trying their best to combat it developing into a famine situation.
Yeah.
But anyway, there is a serious danger, that's true.
How much, though, of this ongoing conflict that is happening in the province of Tigray is an ethnically based conflict?
Well, it's not a conflict based on ethnicity. It's not the largest ethnic groups or peoples in Ethiopia, the Oromo and the Amhara, versus the Tigray. That is a narrative that the TPLF people have.
Yes, that's this is the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front.
Yeah, that was the party which was formerly, up to April 2018, dominant in Ethiopia in this EPRDF coalition of four big parties. They were totally dominant. They also controlled the economy, the security, the army and so forth. They were put to the sideline because of the election of a new prime minister from another group. But the narrative of the TPLF, I must say, is that they want to stimulate that ethnic narrative. I think it's incorrect. There is, of course, a dimension to it in that the TPLF was largely based in the Tigray region. But let's talk more in terms of regional-based movements, ethno-regional-based movements. That was the case. But if you look at the fighting today, it's the federal army, which is multi-ethnic, which has all kinds of groups from the Conso to the Somali to the Oromo to the Amhara, whatever, fighting against this rebel movement, this insurgence of the TPLF in Tigray. But ethnic fighting would mean that they would really target all Tigrayans as opponents, either in Tigray or in the rest of the country. I think you cannot say that. This is very negative qualification. This is not the case. They go for people who are associated with that movement, who have started the war on 4 November last year, unprovoked and with gruesome means. And that's what they want to end. That's what they want to undermine.
We are reading, though, first-hand accounts. I read a long piece from Reuters, which talks about tit-for-tat violence between the Amhara and the Tigray ethnic groups. I mean, we've got signs painted on Amhara houses saying, identifying them as Amhara houses, as if this is ready for targeting. There does appear to be some ethnic violence, one group on the other.
You refer now to the Maikadra issue, and specifically the marked houses. Maikadra was a town in western Tigray, which before 1992 belonged to the Amhara, the Gondar region. It was historically identifying as Amhara speaking. In Maikadra, on 9 November, there was a horrific ethnic cleansing campaign. That is true. By TPLF-associated militias and activists. And they killed about 700, 800 people of mainly Amhara and Agao backgrounds, non-Tigrayans. That was the first targeted ethnic-based killing and expulsion of people from a so-called other ethnic group based on language and based on perceived ethnicity. The next day, the federal army came and chased away the Tigray perpetrators. The remaining Tigray people and other people in that village have suffered indeed retaliation. That is true.
That's the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West, and Andrew speaking there to Professor John Abink. If you want to hear that full interview, you can hear it at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.